Students from Palisades campuses.
LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says
approximately 400 LAFD firefighters have been deployed to the Palisades fire. We have many hundreds of law enforcement officers, our partner agency responders, and public works members engaged in supporting our overall operations.
But officials admit with several large fires, resources are short and help is being brought in from other states. Lack of water pressure has been an issue. New developments in the maneuvering over the cases against Donald Trump, as we hear from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president-elect's legal team sought to block the release of the two-volume report, one on election interference, the other on the classified documents case. The Justice Department says it will release only one volume, the report on election interference, and it will likely come out before Trump takes office. At the same time, it will hold the other report on the classified documents while the case is still pending against two of Trump's co-defendants. Only the chairman and vice chairman of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees will see that report.
Well, today, Trump's legal team asked the U.S. Supreme Court to step in to stop the president-elect's planned sentencing Friday in the New York hush money case. Overseas, Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein has the latest on the discovery of the body of an Israeli hostage in Gaza.
The body of 53-year-old Yusuf al-Ziadni was discovered in an underground tunnel in Rafah in southern Gaza, along with two Hamas operatives. Al-Ziadni, a Bedouin, was working at a kibbutz near the border with Gaza when he was kidnapped with three of his children. Two of them were released during a week-long ceasefire with Hamas last November. The army said they were investigating evidence that shows that Ziadni's son Hamza was also killed.
Well, CBS's Michael George has news today on the Health Watch.
Children with mental health disorders often aren't getting the help they need. A study in England by the University of Nottingham found only 11% of young people with serious mental health issues like depression and anxiety received a diagnosis, and less than half were accepted to receive help from mental health services.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 84 points, NASDAQ is down 82, and the S&P 500's down 7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Formal charges have been filed in connection to a fatal assault in the Racine County Jail. Inmate Devontae Caraway has been charged for the 47-second attack on Joseph Lee in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. An autopsy shows Lee suffered multiple severe injuries to his head and spine. Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project last night to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into four affordable housing units. The development, partially backed by federal funds, will create three-bedroom, two-story homes in the Lincoln King area. A Racine man with a violent criminal history has been arrested after months on the run. Floyd Cooper was wanted for a gang-related shooting in June. He's now locked up in the Racine County Jail. And Rob Wolf has been named as the new executive director of the Racine Art Museum Association. He'll start next week. The outgoing director will stay on as a consultant to ensure a smooth transition. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College hoops, number 7th-ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas. In a dispute with the team, Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. Offense, defense, we get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. With a cold start to tomorrow, clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
News, timeless hits. The Four Tops, Levi Stubbs, the lead singer. His brother was in a band. They managed one big hit, and you'll hear that hit this hour as a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, about 1:45-ish on WRJN.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. On the radio, have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
news and timeless hits. WRJN, alive and kicking. Great name for a band. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, roughly half an hour from now, 1:45-ish on WRJN. You know who likes sports as much as you? Maybe even more. It's Mike Clemens. And he's connected. The guy is connected. I mean, this guy walks into any locker room, and they know who he is, and they open up to him. And you can hear his reports from Mike Clemens here on WRJN.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Whoa!
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Dusty Springfield in awe of the son of a preacher man. WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Dressed in their summer clothes.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. There are a lot of bands coming in concert to the area, and one of them coming up in the next few minutes. But I'm not going to tell you which one. I'm going to leave you guessing. Sorry about that. We'll tell you when the time comes. Right now, the time is here for another update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County Jail inmate Devontae Caraway has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide after a fatal attack on a fellow inmate. The 47-second assault went undetected by staff for over 20 minutes, raising questions about inmate supervision and emergency response protocols. 35-year-old Joseph Lee died from severe blunt force injuries to his head and spine, with medical personnel unable to revive him after that attack. A criminal complaint says other inmates felt threatened and didn't intervene or alert jail staff during the incident. The county executives got together this week. Newly elected Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki met with Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman on Monday. Malicki secured a victory in a special election in December. A statement says the two will continue cooperation between Kenosha and Racine counties. The Racine Art Museum Association has a new leader. The organization has named Rob Wolf as its new executive director. He'll take the helm next week. Wolf was most recently the executive director of the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History. A statement says he brings a wealth of experience in arts management and a vision for expanding RAMA's impact. The outgoing director, Bruce Pepich, will stay on to assist as a consultant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. With a cold start to tomorrow, clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way in a matter of minutes. One of the group members, brother of the Four Tops lead singer.
If you need someone to count on, count me in. Someone you can rely on, through thick and thin. When you start to count the ones that you might ever doubt, if you think of counting me, count me out. When you count the ones that want you, count me too. And if I'm not first on your list, count me blue. Just be sure you count on me, and when the counting's through, count me madly in love with you.
Hits WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. In my
singing. We walk on to my door. Single day singing.
Timeless hits, WRJN. One Hit Wonders, Edison Lighthouse, Love Grows. I'm Dan Marcus, opening up the vaults another time for another One Hit Wonder group. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, this time belonging to a group out of Detroit. One of the members was the brother of the lead singer of the Four Tops, Levi Stubbs. He sang lead on virtually all the Four Tops hits.
So this band, maybe Levi had a hand getting these guys into the studio. And they managed one hit in the autumn of 1970. Name of the band, was 100 Proof Aged in Soul. The name of the song, Somebody's Been Sleeping, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN. 100 Proof Aged in Soul, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. Heard twice daily, 9:45-ish in the morning, 1:45-ish in the afternoon. Tomorrow morning's Nugget is a song from 1973, revived in the from the 1940s. Oh, you'll know the song. You'll know the artist. Tomorrow, 9:45-ish, be here on WRJN.
They keep their boyfriends warm at night. Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. No, this is not a song by the California Raisins. This is the original from Marvin Gaye. Grapevine, WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. I'll find a face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears
for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done. Kurt Volman is next. I'm going out with Aretha. Well, that came out wrong, but you know what I mean. Here is Think, the original version, not the Blues Brothers movie version, on WRJN.
You better think. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Wind gusts of more than 70 miles per hour are powering at least three major wildfires in the Los Angeles area. Two people have been killed. More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. Authorities are urging 70,000 people to evacuate. They're warning the conditions will only get worse. CBS's Joy Benedict is in Altadena, where the Eaton Fire has already burned more than 15 square miles.
This is Alameda Street, where we do